Hey guys, this is Shanann Chiri, and welcome to This Is Life podcast. I can't even begin to count how long it's been since I recorded a podcast. Whether you all listen, follow, or don't listen, but follow, or follow, but don't listen, whichever one works best for you, I hope that you all are doing well. And I hope life has been good to you. And if you are not well, and if life has not been good to you, I applaud you for getting up every single day and trying the best that you can. And that's the first step to, one, taking it a day at a time, two, doing the best for yourself and your situation, and three, simply not giving up. On this podcast episode, I just wanted to highlight some changes in my life, strengths, room for improvements. Notice I did not use the word weakness. I'm very thankful for the past few years because I've been on this wonderful journey, willingly and unwillingly. And sometimes I feel that we grow so much when things just happen. And when things just happen, they seem to fall into place. And sometimes we are pushed into situations to help us grow and to help us become the butterfly that we need. As caterpillars, we are often cautious on the decisions that we take, the things that we say, and simply how we move and live our lives. But in due time, we go through changes in life, challenges, pain, risk, and from there, we eventually learn how to cope. We develop different skills and techniques to help us survive. And out of all the sacrifices, the pain and tears, we eventually blossom. We learn to step out on the limb, stretch our wings, spread our wings, and we fly. And we fly to discover different parts of us, different parts of life, new journeys, new beginnings. And I think that's the best part of life. In good times and in bad times, we are able to still soar. And we are able to find ourselves again in the midst of the smiles, the tears, the turbulence. And that defines the resilience in each and every single one of you. So that's my intro. And for me, life has been all the above that I just mentioned. I'm grateful for my profession as a social worker, because social work is me. It's in me. It's innate in me. I was born to go into this profession with the passion and love and the determination I have to make wonderful improvements and changes and allow each and every single individual that comes into my presence, allow them to see that they are worthy, they are not their challenges and their trauma, and most importantly, they are loved and wanted and respected. Life can teach us so many different incredible lessons, whether they are good or bad. However, I believe it's up to us to extend our hands for help, and we do that in various situations where, let's say that your back is against the wall and you have no other option, no other choice, and you break down. But when you break down, you cry and you ask for help. I think that's important to understand as well. We are human. And we are built to live within our environments, but at the same time, we are human and We are built to change. We're built to cry. We're built to feel. We're built simply to exist and cohabitate with one another. And this journey called life, we're built to experience every single part of it. However, the key, I believe, is simply to understand that you're built for this life, but create the life and build the life that you envision for yourself. Making simple changes, starting certain habits, allowing yourself to breathe, allowing yourself to learn, allowing yourself to make mistakes and try again, allowing yourself to ask for help. So with that being said, I really truly hope that this message enters someone's life, and whatever it is that you're going through, have been through, or in the process of going through, fortunately and unfortunately, I hope you know that you're loved and you're wanted and you're needed, and you're not your trauma, you're not your pain, you're not that negativity, you're not the labels that are used consistently to break you down. You're a warrior, you're a fighter, you are incredible. And sometimes it's important to look at ourselves in the mirror and say, self, I need you, I want you, and we're going to work together, and we're going to get through this. We're going to take it one step at a time. And when life throws us that curveball, we are going to stand, grab the ball, analyze it, understand it for what it's for, and break it down so that way we know what we are going to work on to help us get to the next level. It takes time, it takes patience. However, the first step is the willingness to not be defeated, the willingness to want to try, the willingness to envision a change that you know you will be content with. One step at a time. As a social worker, I have encountered, oh my goodness, so many different amazing human beings, and young and old, different families I am fortunate to work with, I'm fortunate to be part of, their change, their growth, misconceptions, whatever it may be. It's a privilege to be allowed to support an individual who is not able to understand their trauma, understand the unfortunate circumstances, but by them allowing you to help to build them up again, I think it's definitely worth applauding and noting, because when we go through changes and we're going through our thing, sometimes we don't want people near us, and it might make it worse for us. But when we say okay to just the simplest help that comes our way, I think that's amazing. So I salute anyone out there that is going through something that they feel is not in their will, that they don't have control of. At the end of the day, understand that you're worthy, you're loved, and you're needed. I can tell you all so many different stories about what I have encountered in the past year or so, but what I'm speaking on now is just simply my day in a nutshell. The things that I have experienced in a day of work, in the life of a social worker, a family therapist, in the life of simply a human being who loves what she does for a living, who has a passion to see others thrive, who is dedicated to the individual or the individuals that are seated across from her. And one thing I can say, in any profession, we have the love, the passion, the drive, but sometimes the paperwork, although it is all important, if we focus on the amount of paperwork, it really can take away some of that joy that we get to experience every day. However, I think the paperwork allows us, depending on the type of paperwork that we do for work, allows us to pour that passion that we are witnessing. We pour it onto that paperwork, onto that documentation. So, as I highlight the love that I have for my profession and what I do, I also have to credit that the paperwork gives me that support and back and backup that I need as well. Because I get to go back and really read all that I have done, and it helps to seal that approval that I needed. I don't know if that makes sense to anyone, but sometimes I envision things and I know what I mean, but it's kind of hard for me to put it on in words. But I salute all of my social workers out there as we are getting to the end of Social Workers Month. You know, I salute all of my wonderful social workers out there for the work that we do. Consistently, we put our problems. Boy, we put all of our problems, we put it on the back burner just for that moment so we can help the next person, the next family, the next child, the next individual who comes in our presence. And we do it willingly with love and compassion. So I salute all of my men and women who are amazing social workers, who put on that cape of dignity and who put on that cape of love, who put on that cape of justice, who fight for change continuously for that client who has been rejected, for that client who is discriminated upon, for that client who simply needs a device to help make life easier, for that client who feel that they are being unheard, simply for that client or the patient who just need to speak and vent. We are more than what the world and what others have described us to be. I salute you all, and I encourage you, on the days that you feel that you are going to give up, on the days that you feel that, man, this paperwork is just going to drive me insane, on the days that you feel, oh my goodness, I really hope I'm able to make an impact on this client, on this patient, on this human being, on the days that you feel, wow, I really messed up right there with this case. I really messed up right there. On the days that you feel that family called you up and said, I tried what you told me to do, and you know what? You just made it worse. On the days that you feel that, darn it, I really messed up. This is going to count against me. On the days that you do not give yourself enough credit and you want to give up, I want you to know that every step of the way, you are loved. There is someone out there waiting for you. There is a client. There's a patient. There's a human being who you have made a significant amount of impact on. They're waiting for you. They're waiting for you to call and check on them. They're waiting for you to guide them. They're waiting for you to redirect them. They're waiting for you to help them with that coping skill they need. There's a mother waiting for you to help her. There's a father waiting for you. There's a family waiting for you. There's a senior citizen waiting for you. There's a young man who needs you because he simply does not know how to operate his new wheelchair. There's a family waiting for you to defend them, to advocate for them. There's a whole community waiting for you to advocate for changes within their community by implementing new policies. We are at the table everywhere you go. And I encourage you to continue to climb that ladder of change, the ladder of love, the ladder of success. As we know it, this field is a field where, unfortunately, financially, we struggle. I can't sugarcoat it. However, we work from the heart, and it's passion that keeps us. And it's seeing the smile that we make and we put on the faces of that mother who has a baby in NICU. And you know what? She didn't think that things were going to work out. And you walked in that room. That simple hello helped to give her that comfort that she needed. Or that elderly man or woman who simply did not know where their next meal was going to be or how they were going to pay their rent, or they wanted someone to defend them and you were just that person. Whether you are in the macro, micro, meso, whichever branch of social work you are in, I salute you, I encourage you. I hope that this month has been a month of joy. I hope that this month you're able to reflect on the impacts you made on every single person you came across. The work that you do does not go unnoticed. Understand that. We carry that load of backpack on our backs every single day. The coffee mug on one hand, the backpack on another, your sunglasses another, the two cell phones. Hopefully you got some comfortable shoes. I salute you all. Every single one of you, man and woman, who gets out there every single day. The joy about social work is that we don't give up. We fight hard and we are resilient. We hold on to our community and we advocate for our, not only for our clients, but we advocate for our profession. I salute the male social workers, the female social workers. I salute the hospital social workers. I salute the school social workers, the community social workers. I salute you all of my social workers. I salute you. And I thank you for allowing me to be part of the profession, because I remember for my graduate studies, it was not easy. We have all gone through different trials and tribulations in graduate program. It hasn't been easy at all. And I chuckle because I just could just think of myself. Like, how dare I decide to go back for my master's after so many years of being out of school? Like, why in the world would I do something like that? But it took one prayer, one thought, one prayer, and a little bit of hope, a little bit of faith. And here I am today. I'll share the story of how I got into social work in another podcast, but it took a thought, a prayer, and a little bit of faith. And here we are, similar to almost how you all started. But at the same time, like I said, social work was in me. I was born to be a social worker. My parents were social workers. The work that they have put in and the work that they have done in their early years, social justice, social work all the way. Advocating for changes in their community, for children in foster care, families, individuals trying to strengthen and unite and develop. It was part of me, so I'm thankful for that. I have that opportunity, and I'm not going to take it for granted. So I guess this is the best way for me to start my podcast back up. I'll do my best to stay consistent, but I guess you guys can let me know what you want me to discuss, talk about. I'm open to that. Like I said, I'll do my best to stay consistent. I will do my best as I leave you all tonight to finish my work and to close out some cases and simply just to do things that I enjoy doing. Keep on fighting. Keep on fighting for change. Keep on fighting for progress. Keep on fighting. But at the same time, don't neglect yourself. Don't neglect who you are. Don't neglect your dreams. Take that time off. Take that vacation day. Take the floating holiday. Take the sick day. Turn off that cell phone when you're not working. Don't check the emails. Turn off the volume. Leave the work laptop behind. Book that trip and go and enjoy life. We do serious jobs every single day, and we take what we do very seriously. But at the same time, I mean it when I say we have to take time out for ourselves. The burnout is real. And I think on another podcast, if I remember or if I get a chance, we'll talk about how often we are burnt out. And that goes for any profession, not only for social workers. And that goes for anyone in whatever circumstance we are in life. So I'm glad you guys had the opportunity to tune in to listen to me. And although it's Social Workers Month and I'm highlighting all the social workers, I really do hope this message goes across to anyone in any profession or any circumstance. This is Shanann Shiri, and tune in next time for This Is Life podcast. Take care of yourself.